welcome to the Corporate Life Podcast. My name is Hina Siddiqui and I loved and hated my corporate jobs for years. This podcast is going to empower you to go high on your career without losing yourself. I invite you to join me each week as you will hear real cool stories of the real cool corporate people doing real things in the corporate world. And the experiences and advice can change your story too. Hey, how's it going? I'm your host, Hina Siddiqui, and you are listening to the Corporate Life Podcast. Being in the corporate jobs for over a decade, I know that everyone experiences mental and physical health issues as a direct side effect of the fast-paced corporate life. And if your current challenge is your physical or mental health, then this episode is just for you. Today, I have with me a very special guest, Dr. Christine Zauer, who has herself suffered and overcome chronic depression and physical disease. Dr. Christine is a retired German-trained and board-certified physician and naturopath. She's currently working as a brain and mental health professional, coach, educator, and consultant. After major struggles with her own physical and mental health, including stays in a mental hospital over 20 years ago, she made the decision to change. She applied all she knew to herself and became healthy again. Now I'm eager to begin chatting. Hey, Dr. Christine, welcome to the show.
Hi, Hina. That was a long intro. You could have just said, Dr. Christine is a human being just like you and I. And when she cuts herself, it bleeds.
Yeah,
yes,
of course.
You have all that education, but I think it is important, especially for the field that I'm working in, that I am a real human being. And I do not claim to be better than anybody else, no matter what educational background, no matter what color of their skin, clothes, or whatever. I don't care.
That's really modest. So tell us a bit about yourself, Dr. Christine. How did you suffer and overcome your health challenges?
Yeah, I was born in Germany and raised by a very nice middle-class scientist family. So science was everything. I became a doctor. I wanted to help people. So science plus helping people equals doctor in most people's minds. So I became a doctor. I was very successful. I had a big family practice, dermatology practice, allergology, surgery, everything you can imagine. I loved to do it. But then my back gave out. I had back pain, not just pain. I was bedridden for 4 weeks in a hospital learning to walk again. I couldn't even go to the toilet by myself. So that's how it started. I learned to walk again, did rehab, went back to work. Second disc slipped. It was not meant to be. So I gave up my job. I sold my office. Then the first strike, my ex-husband, who had mental health issues or brain struggles, as I call them, committed suicide. So I was left by myself, depressed. I lost my life's passion, helping people. I lost my income, my job. I lost my ex-husband. I had two teenage kids who were not much support emotionally, obviously. They're teenagers. What do they think about but themselves? Anybody who has teenagers knows that. And I had immigration papers to Canada. So I decided to go to Canada, start a new life.
Okay.
It was, in the end, the best decision I ever made. At that time, it made things worse. I was lonely, depressed. I had nobody, nothing. Well, I had some money, thankfully, so I could afford a living, but I didn't want to. I was so depressed that one day I decided to take my own life.
Oh.
At the last moment, while I was already steering high-speed seatbelt off to a sturdy bridge pole, planning on crashing in it and ending my life that way, in the last minute, I heard an inner voice tell me, "You don't want to die. You need help."
Yeah.
And that at that time was the hardest thing that I ever done in my life, asking for help. You heard the saying, physician, heal thyself. It just doesn't work that way.
Right.
So I needed help and bad. And I drove myself to the nearest mental hospital, was fortunate, was admitted, stayed there for 4 weeks, and learned how low it can go. I met many people that they're on the streets, other people that were violent, and I learned that these are just ordinary people that lost their way.
Right.
So after my discharge, I still struggled for a while because I was searching. I was searching for a better life. And at some point, I decided, hey, the searching has to stop. The dreaming has to stop. I know enough. Now it is time to take action.
Fabulous.
That was a choice. And I talk a lot of choices in my free course because it is important to make that choice that you don't want to live life. You don't want to live the life that you are currently living. You want a better life and you deserve a better life.
Absolutely.
Without taking the right tiny actions in the right sequence, you will not get there.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, maybe the quote by Lao Tzu, a journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step.
Yeah, I love this quote.
It is so true, but there's one thing that people always forget. There's one thing missing. Only if you take the first step and the following in the right direction, you eventually get there.
Yeah.
How many people don't have a direction when they start walking? They need a guide. That's what a good coach can be.
Yes, it's very important to ask for help. And I see that being in the corporate world, I have myself experienced that people are struggling on a day-to-day basis, but still they would fear asking for help because perhaps it symbolizes that they are weak or they just don't want to, you know, put themselves out there so they don't appear as a weak personality. Perhaps that holds them back. And it's very important that we all ask for help from the right coaches. And that's extremely important.
I agree because it is important. And that's why a coach sometimes is a better solution than a psychiatrist or psychologist that maybe goes through your corporate health plan and you don't know who will know about it.
Yeah.
And medications are on your record and affect insurability. Hey, I'm a coach. I work with supplements. Nobody needs to know about it. You can tell me the truth and it will go nowhere. Because as a physician, I know what confidentiality means. I actually work in a HIPAA certified environment myself.
Yes, absolutely. I understand. And do you think, Dr. Christine, that in the modern world, we take our health for granted often?
Yes, absolutely. Many people live day by day and don't think twice about their health until thing happens.
Yeah.
And as always, an ounce of prevention is better than a kilogram of treatment.
Absolutely.
The earlier you start, the better it is. And I know that many of my clients in the corporate world, not only do they struggle, but their children struggle nowadays. COVID has done such havoc to our children. What a miserable feat to force children to wear masks and adults. So children do not learn the socialization anymore. They do not know how to interpret facial features.
Absolutely.
They need to do that. As humans, we are human beings. All that stress makes us even more susceptible to infections of all kinds.
True, I agree with that too.
It is very concerning.
Yeah, it is very concerning indeed.
And I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I got my COVID vaccine. Why not? But you have to be very differentiated in your approach.
When it comes to looking for a job, most people get it wrong. They would keep on using their one and only resume to apply for any and every open job position in their industry without getting clear on what's right for them. They would avoid correct and targeted networking and stay dependent on job sites. And the truth is that over 70% of jobs are never posted on job boards or job websites. Plus the wrong and scarcity mindset and lack of self-belief. And this is huge. But unfortunately, most job seekers don't deal with this. And no wonder that they keep on struggling with their job hunt, and most of them will make a compromise by accepting just any random job because they want money to pay the bills, which is a valid reason. If that's you, come join me on my job search coaching program where I guide you through with the right strategy, your mindset upgrade, which is about 80% in all my programs, and taking inspired and focused consistent action. You may book a free strategy call with me. Find the link on the episode page. We are in conversation with Dr. Christine. So Dr. Christine, would you like to give us some easy to follow ideas to improve our health that we can accommodate in our busy and fast paced lives?
Okay, let's start with a very important insight that when we think, when we feel our emotions, it all depends on the physical functioning of the brain. Functioning of our brain, the blood flow to the brain, if you so will, is an important part of any psychological intervention and often gets forgotten. We talk about mindset, we talk about stress management, meditation. It all will not work if those basic functions have not been addressed.
I
compared the cell phone. If you have a cell phone, you want to watch a YouTube video, you need the hardware to work. If the chip is broken, it's not charged, you can't watch the video. For us, it's a physical body. The cell phone needs software or it won't work. Android, Apple system, whatever. We need software, which is our thought pattern. The cell phone also needs a third dimension, something that's invisible, but we know it's there. In human medicine or human condition, we call it the spiritual dimension. There's something surrounding us that we know it's there. We can't see it, but we can feel it and it influences us.
Yeah.
The phone, it's the internet, of course. How can we watch a YouTube video if you don't have access to the internet?
Right.
Same idea. Just humans have more connections. They have more complex. So the easy tips, it's not easy. That's number one. It's a series of little steps you have to follow in the right sequence to be successful. The thing that most people forget, eat more vegetables and fruits. Vegetables first, fruits second. Sugar damages the brain. Too much sugar, food sugar is not bad, but too much sugar, especially added sugar, damages your brain. And obviously, if you have a junk food diet, you will soon have a junk food brain. If you want a good brain, eat more vegetables, fruits, and healthy fats. Our brain, the dry mass, is 60% cholesterol. If the cholesterol is way too low, under 140 in some systems, you have a higher risk of depression, anxiety, and dementia. If your cholesterol is way too high, you have a higher risk of stroke and heart attack. So that has to be balanced. There's many other supplemental trace mineral, trace nutrition, and hormonal factors that affect not just brain function generally, but your mental health, your emotions, your stress, reactivity, your resilience, and all those nice things that we try to address from top down. Bottom up and top down. It's a whole person approach. That's why I talk about brain or mental health in five dimensions. We have to address the physical dimension. As we said, eat more vegetables, fruits, healthy fats. I wrote a little book. Yeah, I'll show you. It's on Amazon. Google my name. Eating for Vibrant Health and Explosive Energy. I wrote it for my clients that always ask me, what can I eat? What's good for me? And it's not just about what's ideal, but also what's acceptable and what to better avoid. Very practical. That I'm practical. I want people to be able to do what I'm asking them to do right away with no big deal within 5 minutes. I'm not in any way fanatical. You don't have to follow this diet, that diet. No, eat what's good for your individual type, what's good in your culture, and then make little tweaks that make all the difference.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And that makes it easy for people to follow as well.
Absolutely. You don't need to change all your life. No, just make tiny adjustments. And that makes a difference over time. Of course, if somebody's already having signs of dementia or is suicidal, they might need a little extra boost. And I actually have my favorite supplements that I start many clients with that gives them an immediate energy boost and the ability to process and do the other actions that they need to have a more continuous uplift in mood and energy and the ability to focus on the task at hand and pay the attention that they need to pay attention to be successful at work and in life.
Great.
And it's also important to ask yourself questions. Questions like, what do I want to do in this life? Why am I here on this planet? Imagine you're on your deathbed. You're looking back on your life. What are you going to say? Are you going to say, shit, I should have done this. I wish I would have done that. Will you be full of regrets? You can change it now because your life is now. And when you think about it, and that's why the old Latin philosopher said, memento mori, think about it. You're going to die. Carpe diem, use the day now. We call it mindfulness, just a modern term. And they said, when you look back on your life and say, what is it that I really want to do? And then take the risk to do it while you still have the chance to do it.
Yeah.
That's what gives you a full life. So at every moment, you can face the uncertainty that life brings you. We don't know if a plane falls on my house right now, if I get killed tomorrow. I don't know.
Yeah.
Does it bother me? No. Some of my clients are consumed in anxiety because they are afraid that they're going to die. And I have to tell them, I'm sorry, you will die. That's something we cannot avoid. That's life. Everything that's alive is dying constantly. Our cells are dying constantly. And
yes,
in the end, we are going to die. That is nothing scary. It's scary when you waste your life that you have now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the most important question that everybody must ask, and I think in this moment, what is the purpose of life? Like, what are we doing? Why are we doing it? And what exactly is it that we truly want to do? And then the whole health scenario changes. And I can see that with my own life. Like, when I was working with corporate jobs that were not resonating with my personality, I was just dying every single day, every single moment at my job. On the surface, everything looked perfect. But when I just get into it deeper, I could see that, oh, this is not what I want to do. And then my health was also suffering, not because I was actually not doing anything about it, but because I was not feeling good within myself. I was not able to find out the purpose of my life. I was not satisfied with what I was doing then. So this is very, really great advice that I love that.
And that's basis for everything, even yeah, when people about weight loss sometimes. Weight loss is not about losing 10 pounds or looking better.
Absolutely.
It's about the feeling you get with a healthier, stronger body. Yeah. I myself was 315 pounds. I understand how it means, what it means to be fat and not liked by your peers because they see you as a big blob of mess. It's mean. It's one of the last areas where people continuously get discriminated and nobody stops them.
Yeah.
And I had weight loss surgery in India and I lost 150 pounds and I kept it off for now 15 years, most of it. Now, that is an achievement. Not the weight loss surgery. It's a tool. It's not a therapy. It's not a treatment. Most of what I teach people and what I help people to do are tools. Only if they do what I have to do, if it's acceptable to them. I don't ask you to stand on your head all day. That doesn't make sense.
Yes.
Only if they do the little action steps will they see the successes.
Yeah, things work only when we work. Otherwise, nothing's going to work.
Exactly. And many people say, oh, I wish I was happy. Well, the wishing alone doesn't get you happy.
Yeah.
Attraction doesn't work by you sitting in your chair and saying, I wish I had a car and $1 million. That won't give it to you.
Absolutely.
And most people in the corporate world are aware of that. Do they act like it? That's the question.
Yeah, absolutely. It's such a great advice. And I'm sure that people are going to get a lot of benefit out of this. And Dr. Christine, how can people find you and know more about your work and coaching programs?
The easiest way to find me is on my website, brainandsuccess.com. It's spelled exactly as I say, brainandsuccess.com. And when you click on blog, you get linked automatically to my personal website, which is drchristine.com. And there's a lot of content. Some of it is really good. And on the brainandsuccess.com website, there's a training. It's a free training you can watch. It's a video training. And when you're on the homepage, brainandsuccess.com, click on courses. There's a free course, 9 choices to be happier, feel better, and create your best life. That's a short video course, short videos. It's a quick consume. It's really helpful. It has additional material. And if you want to, there are buttons all over the place. It's called book a call. Go meet me. Have a brains to brains with Dr. Christine.
Yes. And we are going to have your information on this episode page as well. So the listeners can find you there and easily connect to your page.
And I would be so happy to talk with any of them and listen to their story. I'm a curious person. I love to hear what people struggle with.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your kindness and wisdom, Dr. Christine.
Thank you.
And it was fabulous chatting with you. I have learned a lot from you, and I'm sure that our listeners too found huge value from this conversation.
Thanks, Hina.
So I hope you enjoyed this conversation with Dr. Christine Sauer. That's all for this week. I'll see you next week. Until then, stay happy and safe. Thank you for tuning in. I invite you to subscribe to this podcast and go to my website, authorhina.com, for career-changing tools and resources. Don't forget to check out my latest book, Secrets of the Six-Figure Employee with Zero Stress. It's available on Amazon.